Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment. With us again is Charles C. Plummer of Dow AgriSciences. Charles C., how can wheat producers prepare for success this growing season?
I would encourage producers to start scouting early and continue that process throughout the growing season. Identifying weed species in the field is critical to determining the best weed management program. With the current commodity prices, growers are wanting to get the most out of their inputs. Each season brings upon different challenges, but a proactive approach to weed control can certainly set growers up for success. As I travel throughout my territory, I can find mirestail in nearly every wheat field. I would have to say it's the biggest broadleaf weed issue we have in my geography. So to have a herbicide like Culex that performs exceptionally well on not only mirestail, but other broadleaf weed species such as henbit and mustards is truly a game changer. Culex also provides the tank mix flexibility to broaden that weed spectrum up by adding 12 to 16 ounces of MCPA for those tougher to control weeds, such as Virginia pepperweed, cutleaf evening primrose, and field bindweed.
And you can learn more by visiting flexibleweedcontrol.com. We're almost done selling cattle here in 2018. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel says while we've had some good numbers, slightly higher than a year ago in the overall feeder cattle numbers here in the Southern Plains and in Oklahoma.
It's been a strange year. I looked at the at least the Oklahoma combined auction volume. I've been watching that all fall. And, you know, when you look at it on total from say, Labor Day up until the first half of December, the overall volume is about what you would expect. I mean, it's up about 5% or something from a year ago. But what's been interesting is the week-to-week variation in that. We didn't really get the normal peaks in auction volume that happens typically before Thanksgiving. We had some big volumes in October. Then we had some wet, sloppy weather that really messed up things for a couple of weeks. And then we picked up here with some big volumes after the Thanksgiving period. So we're kind of caught up now, and it all sort of averages out over time.
Daryl, you mentioned those wet conditions that did slow down marketing a little bit. It has obviously been a positive, though, for wheat pasture.
Well, I think, again, we had quite a bit of wheat that was planted early, and it was growing through that wet, sloppy weather. The moisture was good from that standpoint, although it delayed turnout on that. And it delayed purchasing of cattle in some cases. We just didn't want to be receiving cattle during that wet, sloppy weather. So there was lots of demand kind of pushed off till a little bit later. And so even though we've had these big volumes, particularly since Thanksgiving, we've continued to see this market hold pretty steady through that time period. And because of the moisture we have and the prospects for lots of wheat in most places, some of these producers are actually, I think, probably buying even a few more calves than they intended to, and they're buying them a little bit later.
So, Daryl, as we wrap up at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, for example, another big number following a very relatively small number the week before, as far as cattle numbers are concerned. A week ago, 3,900 head was the estimate at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. This week, just over 9,000 head actually being sold in the final sale of 2018. So what do you think this means for us as we go into the early days of 2019?
Well, you know, going forward into the next year, I think we're sort of current, if you will. We don't usually think of feeder cattle markets that way, like a feedlot. But In some sense, I think we got through the fall run, the seasonal run of calves. So I think in general, yeah, we're in pretty good shape going forward. Obviously, on an annual basis in 2019, we're looking for a little bit of an increase in feeder supplies, but we're in pretty good shape going into that. We've held quite strong, and so I think it looks pretty good as we move into the first quarter of next year, probably moving towards those typical seasonal peaks that we often see.
So, Daryl, for those that have elected to hold cattle into the new year, perhaps for tax strategies, is that an okay strategy? Do you see any issues with that?
Well, in general, no, I don't. Although, you know, it's always a little bit tricky in January. We sometimes see a one-week kind of a bulge of cattle when everybody decides to market those tax calves, if you will. So, you know, you want to be a little bit careful and kind of watch that market. If you have the flexibility last minute to maybe postpone a week, it's usually very short-lived. It's just a question of, sort of whether we get bunched up a little bit. But in general, I think we're in pretty good shape. Obviously, the other thing we have to keep an eye on as we move into that time period is the prospects for winter weather can be an issue. So, you know, you certainly want to be aware of potential storms or anything that might be coming at that point that would really impact the marketing of calves during that time period.
Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Market Economist Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer, with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.